Okay, so first with the writing of the letters, and I didn't really get anywhere. When I went to speak to the Rotary Club, I think I informed them pretty well, and I think they came out feeling like they had a good understanding, but it was totally ineffective trying to get money. They didn't give me a dime, not even a dollar. Terrible. For me, it's actually making the bracelets, but they're from other people who are affected by Crohn's, and they bought the bracelets. So it's sort of fundraising, but I mean, I would like to get money from people who don't have Crohn's, who aren't associated with it, to give money, and that's been really tough. But I think I'm doing a swim at the end of August, and I've gotten my friends to finally donate, and I've gotten my family to finally donate. So I think that's probably so far been the most effective. I'm doing a fun dog show in October, and that's going to be in the center of the town where I live, in the central park where I live, the community park, and that should bring in a fair amount of money, because people are showing a lot of interest so far. So, but we'll see.
You have to create a lot of those Crohn's bracelets then. It seems something that takes very long.
Yeah, it's long. I mean, I'm really not good at fundraising. I'm not good at asking for money. I'm terrible at it. I just feel so uncomfortable. I just hate it. But that's why I did the bracelets in the first place. The other thing I did that I think helped spread the word, but it was hard to measure in terms of the impact it made financially, because I wasn't allowed to ask for donations, was to go into the farmers markets in Berkeley, California. And, you know, it's a very liberal city, and I really expected to get a lot of positive feedback. And I got very little feedback at all. And then I also got a lot of people who are anti-vaccine. It didn't even occur to me that that would happen. So that was interesting. But then I also finally started to reach out to people, had the big infographic, and people were interested. And so people did come up. So I would say I went three times, and I probably spoke to about 10, 12 people at each day. With, you know, positive information, they went away feeling good about what they had learned. So, I mean, I think it was effective, but, you know, like I said, there's no way to really measure that, so.
Yeah, it's difficult to measure, but any impact is a good impact anyway.
Right.